You want to give that another shot?
Incredibly, we do it in the resume, the music. I tune to YouTube, but it can never ever be refuted. It's hardly for niggas and naughty for Ninas, bitches and ballerinas, ballers and in-betweeners, blatant non-believers and overachievers. Kick it in the pay, lay Adidas, drink Alice. Ah, mess it up. It's a hard verse, man.
Next time.
It's a very hard verse, I'm telling you.
All right, welcome back to the podcast.
Number 10.
Yes! Right? I reached a milestone. Yeah, you guys.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so Damien is now third episode with us. Yeah. Right?
He's going to be a co-host.
Right. I think he's in there.
Listen.
I think you're a pivotal component to this operation.
I have a lot of fun doing this. I really do. I have a lot of fun doing this, man. Reflecting and talking about things that you probably never really would talk about.
Right. Yeah. So this kind of puts you in a different position.
It really does.
When the mic's on, you're kind of like self-conscious or self-aware or whatever. But at the same time, after a while, you start to forget it's even there, right?
Yeah, you forget it. I mean, I think that's the key to everything. And as far as like radio and podcasts, I did radio when I was in college, it just never really affected me. We put the headphones on, and we just had a normal conversation, just like you're sitting at a table. I mean, if you could just not focus on the microphones and just talk, and everything would just flow smoothly.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
Hey, man, let's talk about
fitness.
Hey, I want to talk about that Murph challenge.
Yeah. This weekend I'm going to be doing the Murph challenge with a friend of mine. For those of you who don't know what the Murph challenge is, it's running a mile with play carrier on, which is typically anywhere between 25 to 35 pounds, I think.
Something like that.
And then you do 100 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, and 100 squats, and then you finish it off with another mile.
All right. So, from my understanding, it is the mile run. It's 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300
squats. Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
And
yeah.
Then another mile run.
Do you have to do the 100 pull-ups?
No.
No.
You can break it up. So it's like, okay. I asked Jim, I said, listen, have you done this before? He goes, no. Right? So I was like, all right. I've never done it before. I never felt like I was in the best condition to do it. I mean, you don't have to be. I mean, you're basically racing against time. You're racing against yourself. So, I mean, yeah. I never did it. But watching CrossFit, doing CrossFit, I feel like the best approach is to break it up. So you do your mile run, and then you do sets, whether you do three pull-ups and
The way I'm planning on doing is do the mile run, then do 10 pull-ups with 20 push-ups and 30 squats, and ooh, just keep rinse and repeating that.
Dude, that's going to be rough.
So there's a pull-up station set up.
No. I'm just going to do it at the park by the pull-up bars.
The best way to do it is like, you do your mile run, you finish your 1 mile right where the pull-up bar is. You hit the pull-up bar.
Right, there's a station. That's what I'm saying. A pull-up bar.
Yes.
That you have to go to.
Yeah. Like, let's say, like, at the park.
This isn't, like, an event that's, like, run by some organization or anything. My friend and I were just going to go to the park.
Well, you could do it. There is some people that would do it as, like, a competition form. Some people that actually do it, you know, in honor of.
Oh, okay. So, Murph is, I never understood that. See, I'm not really too privy with CrossFit, but I noticed they have names.
Right. Yes. Murph was a Navy SEAL, and this was his favorite workout. Which operation did he pass away in?
He was with Mike Luttrell in the Lone Survivor, in the movie they made.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that's a true story.
Right.
So he was in that crew that was, I think, Afghanistan?
Yes.
I believe.
Right.
And then pretty much it was just a recon operation that turned bad. Yeah, this is in honor of Murphy. So, like, CrossFit named, I guess they adopted the workout, so using CrossFit, but other people around the world that's into fitness, they actually do the workout, and it's great. I mean, I got a buddy of mine, Alex, that he does it, and I think he does it with like a 40-pound vest.
Right.
And this kid used to be an All-American track star, you know, for Montclair State. He loves it, man. He goes, hey, let's do Murph. I'm like, get out of here, man. Like a fucking action figure, bro. You got it. You know, he works out all the time. Like, he's the only guy that I know that he can convert sugar into protein. You know, he has muscles in his ears. You know, everybody else has cartilage. He has muscles. Yeah. You know, so I'm like, no, but he does it. And he
speaking
crushes.
Of cartilage tastes weird. But go on.
That's right. You had
what animal?
Sheep. Right?
Oh, right.
Dude,
it's got this weird crunchy.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you'd imagine it would taste like. But
yeah.
Mixed in with the rest of the year, it's pretty gross.
I had a soup, Vietnamese soup that has cartilage in it, and I was eating it, and I said, "That's."
It tastes rough.
Normal. And I called the guy over. I said, "Is that cartilage?"
Like goes, rubbery, chewy, rubbery, chewy.
Kind of rubbery and crunchy.
What's the strangest things you guys have eaten or drinking?
Well,
the strangest thing?
All right, for me, obviously, it was a sheep head, but I also drank piss once.
No way.
Yeah.
Who's piss?
a buddy of mine's. It was an accident, I swear.
Wow.
All right, so the story goes, it's like 2 in the morning on post in Afghanistan, completely pitch black, and all I have on is one NVG, and there's
that's
like...
your night vision goggle?
Yeah, that's my night vision goggle. So normally what we do is we keep the freshwater bottles on the top row, and then we keep all the piss bottles, because we usually don't go off, we just piss and shit on the post.
Right.
We have all the piss bottles like on the bottom row, right? So I just finished eating some of my delicious homemade ramen, and then I went up to, I guess, reach for a clean bottle to rinse it off, and I started chugging. I was like, man, this water is really salty.
Oh.
And then it hit me that I pulled from the wrong pile, and then I just spit it out, and then all you hear at 2 in the morning at night is, fuck!
Dude, oh, man. Let me tell you something.
That is nasty.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Did you feel all right after that? Like, did you feel sick or?
I felt salty.
You felt salty?
It might have just been the piss, though.
Did you tell anybody or you keep it to yourself?
Well, I yelled fuck pretty loud, so everybody's like, what happened? What happened? He's like, I drank fucking piss.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
They laugh. Just laughed.
Obviously. Come on. I fucking lost my shit. I'm like, you drink what?
You know, I don't know what, how kind of reactions you would be having out there. Like, it must be really crazy life just being out in a post in Afghanistan.
Oh man,
peeing
I can't even
in
imagine.
Bottles and
I cannot even imagine.
But I can see that that's some.
I mean, you have to like spend usually at least like 8 hours on post and stuff, and it gets to you. Like I remember one night I was so tired, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, just completely pitch black, cold as fuck, and I was starting to like hallucinate. I thought the trash bag on our post was a dog, so I was like, here puppy, and I kept trying to pet the trash bag.
Really?
Yeah.
Why were you hallucinating? Because you were tired? And
yeah, I've been up, I was like all up all day, I think, like patrolling, and then I like went straight to post before I was allowed to like go to sleep, so I was up for like 16 hours and I was just dead shot.
And were you also, did you eat and stuff? Were you eating that day or were you like low on calories?
I mean, we eat the same like corned beef hash every single day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So
do you eat corned beef hash now, or are you just like tired of it? You're, like, you don't want
to
eat it anymore?
Honestly, like I think it's conditioned to me where I could just eat the same dish over and over and just not care.
Isn't that great?
Like, I've been eating the same breakfast, same lunch, and same dinner every single day for like the past 3 months.
When you're in like a serious workout regimen, or like when you're trying to reach a goal, isn't that like awesome to like not really care what you're eating? You're just like, I'm just fueling my body.
Yeah, like eating the same food over and over every day, day in and out, day out, because you know you're gonna get the same exact results from that food. If you change it just a little bit, like you add a little too much sugar, a little too much fat, you might feel different the next day. Got and it. The performance drops.
Right. Oh, man, that's
all right.
That's
but back great. To fitness.
Did you guys do like CrossFit stuff in Afghanistan?
Well, we were out there, we had a very rudimentary gym at our little patrol base. We patrolled out of a compound that we took over. It was like just a mud hut in the middle of nowhere, and we had like some random weights out there that we would like scavenge random metal and, you know, combine it together to make weights. And that was the only form of entertainment out there aside from jacking off and not trying to pass out in the porta shitter. So I think I
discussed some good like workouts. So you guys very creative with it, huh? Out there.
I've seen a lot of pictures online of the makeshift stuff that they would make. It was pretty cool what you come up with. I mean, you got time.
Oh, you came out looking like a crooked house though.
Yeah.
Because you would have like one side of the barbell that was like 5 pounds heavier than the other side, so your like body's all like jacked up from it.
Yeah.
But you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I think the most interesting like kind of workouts is like people who come out of jail. Like you see how creative they get.
Yeah.
There was this one story. I don't remember the guy's name, but they took away the weights inside the prison. So there was a bunch of guys that still wanted to work out. So this guy started working out with a garbage bag. And it's like, well, how do you work out with a garbage bag? So you take a plain garbage bag that's empty. It's folded up. And what you do is you grab it as if you're going to do like curls. So
but with the wind?
So no, not even with the wind. You'll have another guy holding the two ends of the garbage bag. So you have the middle of the garbage bag, and then you're doing your curls, and he's pulling it down as the resistance. And then he came out with a whole bunch of workouts.
Garbage bag workout?
Garbage bag workout.
You know what's cool? The guy holding the bag is kind of getting a workout,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is. And it was awesome. And I was like, and then he got out of jail, and then he has like 8 guys, and then he has like a YouTube channel. He became real big.
Doing garbage bag workouts?
Garbage bag workouts.
Oh, shit.
No lie. No lie. And I was like, man, yo. It's like, when you have time on your hands, you get real creative.
Do you really think that stuff works, or you think he just got lucky, got a little jacked from it, doing push-ups?
No, I think it works.
You don't think it's a gimmick there?
No,
it's all about persistence and sticking to it. Yeah, persistence and resistance. Right. Is that going to be the name of your next workout program?
Wow. Yeah, the persistence and resistance workout.
Good for you.
All right, but back on to the subject of fitness.
We're on it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so let me jump in right where we are. Let me just jump.
I'm just gonna leave. I'm just gonna leave this in.
I think I'm just gonna jump because we never left the truck. I just want to jump up and down right now.
He tries to be too strict on us on how we talk and stuff. No, what's that? No, I'm just kidding.
No. He's trying to be formal. You know what? Trying to be formal in case you have to edit something. So you just jump right back into it. Yeah.
I don't see why we need to edit anything.
No, I'm probably going to leave that whole part in.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
This is a very organic podcast.
Wait, here's the thing. I want to go back to this Murph.
Is it grass-fed?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, grass-fed podcast.
The Murph workout is a mile, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 bodyweight squats.
And then another mile.
Well, not bodyweight. You're wearing a plate carrier. Or something.
Yeah, the entire time you have this vest on.
Wow.
So it's like mile, pull-ups, push-ups, squats, 100, 200, 300. Doesn't have to be in that order in specific.
Right.
Just as long as you hit those numbers. And then another mile run.
If you did it the first time without the weight vest, are you doing the Murph?
You're still doing the Murph, but you're not really doing it.
But, you know, not everybody's going to be able to do that shit with a plate.
With a plate vest. Now, you're right.
So, you know, if you want to try it, start off with no plate. And if you can't do all the push-ups, do them on your knees, right?
Yeah.
You can't do all the pull-ups.
So, building into the workout. No, you're absolutely right.
Have somebody hold your feet. Or whatever.
But I think Jim would be alright, even if it takes him a while, or he might even crush it. But dude, 10, 20, and what's your number? You're gonna do 10, 20, and 30?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Cause I mean, I figure the squats will be where I'll rest at. The 20 push-ups, I really don't have a problem with push-ups, and the pull-ups I can usually do like 25 without.
Dude, if you can really hit those numbers, I suggest, just so you can keep a consistent flow, right? Being that you want to do 10, 20, and 30, you should reduce it by half and do 5, 10, and 15, just so you can keep it going. Because if you can really do 10, 20, and 30, like you said, on a straight flow, damn, dude, you need to be in a CrossFit competition. I'm serious, because you're talking about, what, 10 sets and you're done.
Yeah, that's...
You're talking about 10 sets and you're done.
I can tell you one thing. There's no way I'd be able to do 100 pull-ups.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, you can.
I could probably... You've never seen those?
Like, I was... If you tell me
proper pull-ups, I could, after 50... I mean, broken up. I could probably
if you tell me to do Murph right now, I would probably do the mile run, 2 pull-ups, 4 push-ups, like that. And I'll break it up just so I can try to keep going. Because you may not think it, but I mean, each time you do a rep, and you're cutting down. So that's just less you have to do. Even if you have to go to the bar and just go 1 and drop down.
My problem is... I'll always, I guess, make it harder for myself. So if I think I might have miscounted, I'll go down all the way. I was like, shit, am I on 13 or am I on 12? I'm going to go down to 10.
That's
just to make sure.
Right. Listen, I've done CrossFit workouts that it will consist of, like, let's say 8 rounds or like 10 rounds. And then my buddy was like, dude, I think you did 10 already. I was like, I wasn't sure if it was 9 or 10, so I'm doing another round. Why? Because in my mind, if I would have left, I did 9, everybody else did 10.
Yeah,
you would have felt shitty.
Let me just do one more round. Yeah. So that way I know I covered it.
You either did 10 or you 11. Did 11.
Exactly.
Right. That's one of the reasons why I hate running. Like, when I'm running around the park, I was like, all right, I'm on lap 3, and I was like, oh shit, a squirrel, look at that. I was like, oh fuck, what lap am I on?
Yeah, you don't ever like have your phone or something to record the distance that you're running?
No. That's great. I mean, because I know like around the park that I go to, one lap around is half a mile, so I'll just like count in my head. It's like, all right, so if I do 2 laps, it's going to be a mile. But like I said, I'll get distracted by like a squirrel or something like halfway in. I was like, shit, am I on lap 13 or 14?
So you never try to record your run?
You should get Strava. You can download Strava for free. And it'll record any bike riding, walking, or
I'll show you that later.
What was that?
My computer just caught on fire for a second. It's an effect, though.
Really? The entire screen just turned red as if...
The gates of hell were opening.
Exactly. But in a virtual world.
Like a screensaver.
Yeah, it's my screensaver.
Oh, dude. It just because it flashed up real quick, and I was like, what the fuck was that?
It wasn't really the devil.
You never know.
He's got some demons, man.
I do. You know what my name is?
You want to talk about like the different styles of fitness, like bodybuilding, powerlifting, CrossFit?
Yeah,
we could talk about it. Yeah. I mean, what's your take on bodybuilding? Because I mean, to me, and you could tell, hey Damien, you're fucking wrong. Say, but to me, like bodybuilding is too extreme. I don't think, is it healthy? Is it healthy to bodybuild?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All natural bodybuilding, or how about these people that are like Mr. Universe? Aren't they injecting? Aren't they in steroids?
That's a whole.
I mean, if you take anything to the extreme, it's gonna be bad for you.
Yeah, but people always take it too extreme. Yeah.
In general,
that's what happens in CrossFit. That's why people get hurt in CrossFit, because they're taking it too extreme. You know,
I think you get hurt in CrossFit, and you could say I'm wrong about this, but I think you get hurt in CrossFit because it's all about technique. If you're doing the moves right, and it's any like anything else, if you're doing like deadlifts, it's all technique. What CrossFit is, it's so exhausting that it'll get to the point where you're so tired and you're trying to stay with the same technique, but fatigue kicks in.
Yeah,
and now your technique's all off.
Yeah,
and that's how you can get hurt.
That's one of the things with the bodybuilding discipline, is that you always want to, they always stress lift with proper technique. If your technique is failing, then you got to lower the weight, because
a lot of people are too proud to do that.
They are.
Yeah. So they still get hurt. So people get hurt in all the different disciplines.
Or if they see a girl that's working out,
forget about it.
Or they see a girl that's working out, it's like, damn, I can't let her outlift me right now. Right. And your form's all messed up. I was like, put it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you didn't do anything. I mean,
it's
very bad technique and you can get hurt.
Yeah. For me, bodybuilding is more focused on athleticism or aestheticism than it is focused on strength. So with bodybuilding, you're focused more on muscle hypertrophy, which, do you want to explain what that is?
Yeah, well, so what you're talking about is basically bodybuilding deals more with a rep range of like 8 to 12 reps, whereas strength conditioning is like up to 6 reps. Hypertrophy comes from basically tearing down the muscle, you know, using this rep range and a more of a moderate weight.
With
and,
low rest times.
Yeah, with lower rest times, and the muscle will adapt by regrowing the damaged fibers, you know, and they come back bigger. With strength training, you're actually...
So that's powerlifting.
Yeah, you're actually also affecting your central nervous system, how quickly it fires and everything. So you're going to be able to lift heavier weight. But there is also like a crossover point too, where if you're doing strength training, you should also be able to develop muscles.
Because
muscle is usually going to be a stronger muscle too.
Right. The thing is, like right now I'm basically on just a powerlifting program, and I really don't look all that big, but I can lift a lot more than somebody who looks bigger than me if they just focused on bodybuilding.
Right, right.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they have competitions all the time. I love YouTube, and YouTube has everything. They always have competitions with, let's say, power lifter versus someone that is great at calisthenics, right? And they'll show, and they'll hype it up. It's kind of like a boxing match, but they'll hype it up. Like, they'll show this guy's little workout regimen in the park, and he's just doing strictly like dips and pull-ups and push-ups. He can do them forever. Then you got this other guy that he's deadlifting, and he's on the bench press, and they'll put him through this workout. And then what the workout is, it'll probably be like 3 or 4 stations, and it'll have strong points for both. So they'll probably have like a bench press that they both have to do. Then another one will probably be dips or pull-ups.
Right.
So it's kind of like the competition will be workouts that will kind of cater to both of them. Some strengths, some weaknesses. And I guess the first one who's done is the one that wins, man. It's called Strength Wars, I think.
I think you told me about that before.
Yeah, I think it's called Strength Wars.
I did watch something like that.
It's pretty freaking cool.
They had
like a
football player, and I remember they had the squat, like a squat challenge. They had to do like a shit ton of squats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that one before.
The guy who you wouldn't have thought would win actually won. I can't remember what his discipline was, but it was like he crushed the bodybuilder guy, you know.
Yeah, and it's awesome, man. Yeah. To see like these guys from different walks of like working out, man. I mean, some guys are like really awesome with it, and I'm like, man, you built your body on just your own body weight,
right?
Like, you got like that just by that. And then these guys that are like, you know, lifting weights, and you think they're gonna crush,
right?
They're strong, man. I'm telling you. But I guess it all comes with stamina too.
Yeah,
it all comes with stamina.
I think also too, people, they adapt differently. Like, you know, some people are more designed for one particular discipline over another.
I mean,
like powerlifting started to destroyed me. You know? Maybe that's because I got older. Or, you know, that might be a factor, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Switching over to bodybuilding was better for me.
I don't really like the genetics excuse that people use, that they're limited by their genetics, but genetics do play a role in your maximum muscular potential and how you respond to exercises and what you're more adapted to, as well as your general body shape. That also plays a huge factor. So some people might be more comfortable squatting, say, with their legs past shoulder width apart. That's just how their femurs and everything are aligned and whatnot. But while other people, they'll be more comfortable squatting with a shorter distance where they're
narrow
stance. Yeah. You have to find what is tailored to you, but the point is to be consistent with it, and that's how you will eventually achieve the results you will. But at the same time with bodybuilding, you'll develop a sense of body dysmorphia where you're never good enough. Do you have that?
Not anymore. I used to, but I don't give a shit about that anymore. I'm just like, my whole goal is always to be around 200 pounds and try to have abs, and that's it.
And to look good and just crush.
Yeah, just
whenever you're in Asbury Park.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you guys ever watched the CrossFit Games?
Yeah.
CrossFit Games is awesome because, you were talking about genetics. So
right.
You'll have guys that are 6'5 to a guy that's 5'5, right? And the reason why they have so many events is because it's called overall fitness. That's what they're testing. They're testing overall fitness. So one guy may be very weak at one exercise, but strong at the other nine. So it's like a point total for everything. So it's like where you place in each event is how much points you get. I remember this CrossFit Games in particular. The guy's name is Josh Briggs or something like that. He's in the Navy. He's 5'5", very small, and they were doing small in height. This guy's jacked. They were doing this workout. I think it was overhead squats or lunges, and the starting weight was his max. So I think he's only able to like lunge two steps or whatever the case may be, and everybody's blowing right by. You know, they're just crushing it. And he really beat himself up over it because I don't even think he placed in that way. I don't think he was, like, last place.
Right.
And it's like, dude, don't beat yourself. They started at 450. You know what I mean? But for him, it was his max.
That's what they started at?
They started at 450.
For what exercise?
I think it was like overhead lunges or something like that. It was something.
Can't be 450 pounds.
No way.
All right, I might get it messed up right now, but I'm pretty sure the starting weight
to over
the starting,
that's like
to overhand press 450 pounds. That's
okay. I might be getting the exercise wrong.
That's gonna be like what somebody is squatting, and I don't even know if CrossFit is squatting 450.
No. CrossFit, they use lighter weights.
Yeah, now I want to pull it up just to show you guys. Like, I'm serious. I think they started at 450. I'm not lying. And that's what this guy's personal best. And guys were going up to about 600 and something pounds. And then there's other guys, you know, that are very tall, and he would crush.
Pull a Joe Rogan. Hey, pull that up.
Yeah, pull that up. I told you we gotta get an iPad.
I'm telling you, man.
Look the shit up. Pass the iPad around. And
I'm gonna find it. Josh, I think his name is Josh Briggs.
Look it up. We'll
Bridges.
Figure it
Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, the actor.
Josh Bridges. He actually has one of the fastest Murphy times in the world, by the way. That guy's awesome.
Just these are athletes that are just like beyond. Like everybody, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna go do CrossFit. These top athletes in the CrossFit world, they're just like enigmas. What their bodies can endure, the recovery and everything, you know, they don't really get injured. A lot of people go into CrossFit and they're like, oh, my knees hurt now.
Well, I mean, how long have they been doing it? Because there are a lot of them that they've been consistent with it for years, and that is why they're so good.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, I know that there's a firefighter that we work with, and he's in CrossFit, and he's, man, 50-something years old. And I remember the first time I was trying to get on his job, I did not the free, but it was like a very discounted, like, Groupon. You can go into this CrossFit gym and work out. So I was like, all right, cool. So I wasn't in the best of shape, but I was like, all right, let me go in there for the 30 days. I'll work it out. If they call me for the fire department, I'll be better off than if I didn't do anything at all.
Yeah.
So I'm there, and I'm talking to the guys. Hey, man, you knew? I'm like, yeah. And then he was like, oh, okay, man, what do you do? So we were having a conversation. I was like, I'm basically here, you know, I got the Groupon, whatever. I'm trying to get ready for the fire academy. He's like, oh, which one? So I told him. He was like, yeah, I've been working there 15 years. I'm like, wait, what? So yeah, I'm a firefighter then. I'm like, oh, man, fucking awesome, you know? He said, all right, man, good luck. I was like, all right, thanks. So we're working on. And I remember one workout in particular. I think we had to do a run, and then we had to come back. And then we were doing rowing, and then get off the row, jump over the row, and then do burpees. Like burpee, then jump over the row, burpee like that. And I was struggling. And he was doing his, and then he fucking ran over, and he was doing it with me. He's like, come on, youngster, you say you want to be a firefighter, right? He's like, I'm 50-something years old. Come on. He was just smoking me.
Wow.
beast.
Really?
Yeah, man. There was even like, I think there was one situation that happened that they were like, yo, if it wasn't Oscar on that ladder, that kid would have fell.
Oh, yeah?
Because something happened that the ladder shifted and he had to grab on to grab the kid. And they were like, yo, if it wasn't him on that ladder, right, that kid would have fell.
Yeah, right.
And he's in phenomenal shape. Phenomenal shape.
Yeah, dude, I love it, man. It's awesome.
I'm looking up this video. I don't remember. Deadlift fell? I don't think it was deadlift. Could have been
deadlift.
Deadlift,
yeah.
Could have been deadlift.
Yeah.
Could have been deadlift.
Absolutely.
Deadlift, that's believable.
Yeah, it's still.
But I don't think CrossFit ever goes like heavy on the weight, though. That's the thing that's bothering me.
I don't know. Unless they are doing singles and shit like that. Like, well, I mean, 450.
I thought CrossFit was more about endurance than anything.
Right, that's what I thought. But sometimes they also have like this, like, you start off at a certain weight and then you incrementally move up. 450 might have been like where, because you know, you could deadlift 450 maybe 5 times to 10 times depending on, you know, the quality of your strength.
Right.
So I'm sure these guys could at least deadlift 450 to 500 10 times, I would think.
Dude, I gotta find this so I could explain it to you, man, and see. I don't know if it was 2015, 2016, but whatever.
But you do know that the CrossFit plates, they look bigger, but they're like a lot. They weigh a lot less, right? So, I mean, maybe...
I'm not even talking about just looks. I just know that whatever weight they started with, that was his personal best. And I'm pretty sure it was 450, and I don't really remember the exercise. But I was like, damn, you know? And he really beat himself up over it because he didn't really get any points that round.
Right.
And then these bigger guys are like 6'5", are just crushing it, you know? But on the flip side, I think there was like one of the courses were like speed, like agility. And, man, he was like number one. You know, the guy that was 6'5" was, you know, on the lowest scale.
Right, right.
So, I mean, CrossFit overall, man, it tests your overall fitness. And if you even do halfway decent on the ones that you're weaker at and crush the ones that you're better at, I mean, you could be somewhere at the top and may possibly be number one.
I don't know much about too many of the guys in CrossFit, but a lot of the CrossFit girls, I zero in on a lot. A lot of them are just cute. And there's this one girl, Christmas Abbott. You ever hear of her?
Sounds like a porn star name.
I know it does. That's legitimately her name. And she was in Iraq, and then she came back from Iraq. She got into fitness out there doing the, like, you know, whatever type of workout you could do. And then she came back and she got into CrossFit, but she made her name actually doing NASCAR pit crew. She was in the pit crew, and she's, you know, she's ripped and she's got tattoos, but she's really super cute. And then she did CrossFit for a while, and then she started her own. She has her own book out, her second book, and she started her own gym. And she's, you know, she's totally an entrepreneur, and she's done like TED Talk type things, you know, talking about like excelling at life and shit like that. And she's really cute. That's all I know. But that's her, see?
You gotta show me the picture. Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. Wow, she is pretty.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. And she just got divorced, too.
Really?
Good for you. But she's like in her 30s, so she's too old for you, Jim.
Hey, man.
But she's making money now. That's the other thing, you know? She, like, converted... She converted this, like, whole
little... Oh, she's 36.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Her whole story is just, like, it's, like, sort of, like, you know, everybody likes the Rocky... It's like a Rocky story, or, like, an Eminem story, 8 Mile, right?
Okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Coming up. You're coming up. She came up. You know, she was in a bad place, and she came up, and she... But I love how she markets herself and everything. So there's a lot of different facets to her that I like. I like the fitness, and I like the entrepreneur spirit and everything. And
man, that's great.
She markets herself. She's a media personality.
Chen, 36 is not that bad, man.
36? Oh, aren't you 36?
Not yet.
Oh.
Not for a while. I mean, look 36.
I thought you said you were like 30 or so. No?
I'm in my 30s, and I'm proud of it. When I turned 30, and I was at the 30 mark, I was like, I'm in my 30s.
Dude, yeah. Awesome age, right? Wasn't turning 30, like, after, like, here's it hits you because you're like, oh, man, my 20s were awesome.
Here's the thing about 30, right? And I thought it was bullshit. I mean, I got into the academy, I think I was 28, then I turned 29. And then it's coming to that point where I'm going to be 29 going into 30. And then my buddy's like, yo, man, I'm telling you, once you hit 30, bro, it's like a light switch, bro. Everything just starts declining.
Declining?
Like, yeah, listen to this. He has me by like 4 or 5 years, right? He goes, everything starts declining. What do you mean? He goes, you're just not going to feel strong anymore. Things are going to
age.
Let me finish telling the story. All right. He goes, She's just not gonna feel right. And I'm telling you, man, everything just starts declining, man. My knees start to go. And I'm like, and this is coming from a guy that looks like a fucking action figure, you know what I mean? Same fucking guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here, right? I don't wanna hear that shit. So, sure enough, I don't know if it was all in my head. I turned fucking 30. I'm not talking about my birthday. But shortly after, I'm feeling like little aches and pain. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I was like, something doesn't feel right. Cause now I told you, man, it's like a light switch, man. Once you turn 30, everything started going downhill. I think it's bullshit, you know. He got in my head. I believed it a little bit. But I don't think that's true. I think how do you feel at 40-something? You feel great, right?
Well, first of all, I think 30 is the best age ever. Because you're still young, but you got enough time in the world, too. I noticed, I met my wife a little bit later, but when I turned 30, I started really doing pretty well with the ladies. My confidence was better. I had a rap. I had something to talk about. I had some,
Is it because you were, more established?
I had some life behind me. I had some shit to talk about.
You traveled.
And I still felt super healthy. In fact, I got healthier. I was even more healthy as I went through my 30s.
You know, I think it is like your friend. He's already always been into fitness, so always. He might have already hit his peak, his optimum, or
it looked like he did.
Or at the very least, he's gotten to a point where progress has slowed to a very slow crawl.
Right.
So to him, it seems like everything is declining.
Yeah.
When he's just at the peak, and when you're at the peak, there's nowhere to go but down, and it's hard to maintain.
That makes
but
a lot of sense.
I know performance-wise. Yeah, I used to do way better with weights and shit. But I know. I'm older. I'm 45, so I just lift better, weight that's not going to kill me. But I go by how I feel, mm-hmm. And how I operate,
Now with you, is it more stamina now than anything else?
Nah, it's...
Because I feel like once you get to, a certain fitness level... Then you try to incorporate it into your everyday life. And you're probably wondering, when the hell am I going to fucking pick something up that's 250 pounds? You know what I mean? So now it gets to a point where you're like, all right, how long can I last? How long can I blow through this? Am I gonna get tired off one bottle and sit down?
Right.
Or can I just fucking do the entire job and still feel good about it?
Well, cardio is super important, but... lifting 250 pounds is going to affect a change on your body. It's going to be, if you train with 250, it's going to do something to your body. I mean, I know what you're saying. When am I going to have to lift 250? Probably never, unless I have to lift up a victim or something. But that's what I always think. But you're actually creating a metabolic change in your body.
Right.
Strength
is important, but I believe endurance is more important, especially when you see all these special operations guys or anybody who's really fit.
Right.
You'll see that it's the guys who have more endurance who do better at anything, really, than guys who are really strong. But at the same time, I believe strength is also very important to be able to push your body to its limits to see what you are capable of. I think that is something that everybody should strive for.
Yeah, and you're not going to... Strength and endurance are two different energy systems in your body. Strength is short-lived anyway. So that's only needed for the Herculean maneuver. You're on a special operation and you look over and your buddy's got a telephone pole on him. Mm-hmm. So you got to lift it. I don't know why it's...
Oh, I read this.
It's about 4 or 5 seconds and that's it.
A Volkswagen Beetle. But then after that, you need the endurance because it's a long, extended operation.
I read this story about why this one guy started lifting. He was in the woods or something with his friend. His friend was always super into fitness, and they went hiking in the woods or something, and it started raining and storming out, and the lightning hit a tree, and it landed on his friend.
See, there you go.
He couldn't lift the log, and he saw his friend die before his eyes.
Wow.
No.
So every time that he deadlifts now, he thinks of that incident.
Are
so
you
that
kidding?
He can get the weight up.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just some shit luck right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's talk about something more cheerful
God
to end the podcast
you
with.
You just fucked that shit up, bro. Damn. Say a joke. Come on. Just say a joke. Shit. On a lighter note.
You know any jokes? Come on.
I'm not really good at this stuff. A lot of jokes are racial, and those are the funniest ones, man. I'm telling you. Those are the funniest ones. I mean, really, I can say, no, I'm not going to do it. There's going to be some offended people, man, no matter what.
How about the weak back joke?
Weak back joke. Weak back.
The doctor told me I got a weak back.
No, I never heard that one.
When did it happen? About a week back.
I love corny jokes, by the way, too.
That's my captain's joke.
Is it? Yeah,
we've only heard it about 1,000 times already.
I
remember we were in the elevator or something at a library, and he asked me some question. What was it? It was, how many stories does this building have or something? And then I was like, I'm not sure. I think like five. He's like, no, it's a library. It's got tons of stories. And then I started cracking up. Yeah. And then you guys were like, don't encourage him.
Oh, yeah, don't encourage. No, it's great though, man. I can't help but laugh. I mean, I love corny jokes. I do. It's just.
What did the Papa Tomato say to the baby tomato when he was falling behind?
Catch up.
He's still laughing.
Did we get it right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good one. Hey, you know what I used to do when I was younger? Every time I got a new joke, man, I always wanted to tell it, man. I don't care who it was, older, whatever. So then they're like, oh, it's this little kid trying to tell us a joke. And I would be that guy to tell the joke, and I would bawl out laughing. And everybody's just looking at me. Yeah. It's like, are you laughing at your own joke? I'm like, it's funny.
Laugh at it, you stick in the muds.
Yeah, what's wrong with you guys?
I love it when one of our chiefs tells a story or whatever, he's just cracking up at his own story.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's great.
Are you going to finish the story or what? Are you just going to laugh?
I've had those. I had plenty of those where there was a moment, something happened, and I'm laughing. I'm in fucking tears. And somebody wants to know right then and there what happened. And all right, I'm trying to explain it to them, and I'm just laughing. Yeah. And they're like, are you going to spit it out? And I can't. I'm laughing. I was living in the moment. It was great.
Yeah, I was living in the moment.
I was living in the moment. I'll give you a story of living in the moment. It was dumb but great at the same time. We were in I think it was about 1920, and then we went to the Delaware Water Gap. We were rafting, right? And it wasn't nothing like whitewater rafting. It was just like regular, you know, late lazy style. So we're fucking around, and it was pretty cold in the morning. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning. Even though it was summer, it was still like breezy. So we got stuck. It was kind of like low tide, so we would get stuck on rocks. So my brother goes, look, just kick off the rock, and that way we can keep going. So I was like, all right, cool. So it was me, two of my cousin's friend, and my brother. So it was five of us. Right. So we kick off the rock. When we kick off the rock, I'm slipping. Right. I'm slipping on a raft. There's nothing to grab onto. I look right at my cousin, like, catch me. Right, like I'm looking right at him. He just stares at me. Right, I fall, wet my shirt. You know, it was still cold. It was still in the morning. So I said, "Damn, dude, you could have caught me." He goes, "I know, but I didn't." I was like, "You're a fucking asshole." I was like, "But I got something for you." So I took the shirt off. Whatever, it was wet. So then after that, I started warming up, and my brother and I kept jumping in and out of the water to get us off the rocks. Right. So now we're just standing there. I mean, we're in the raft and everything, and then my brother jumps in to get us off a rock, and I want to get my cousin back now. So he's staring at my brother, right? He has his back turned. So I tap at my cousin and his friend. I say, watch this. I grab my shirt. I put it in the fucking water, and when he turns around, I fucking throw it at him, right? Bow! Hits him in the face. Now he's soaked, right? He's soaked. He's pissed, right? So he came at me, and I fucking lifted him. But when I lifted him, he put me in a headlock, right? A tight one, too. Right, so tight that I was like, I'm not fighting you anymore, because he really had a good hold on me, right? Yeah, so I kind of placed him down, right? So then my brother's still in the water, he's about to come in, so he sees us fucking around on the raft, then he grabs my cousin, right? Now my cousin, he's too cool for school, he has his life vest open, right? Because he's cool, right? So then my cousin says to my brother, listen, if you pull me in, your brother's coming with me. And my brother goes, fuck it. So he grabs. So he grabs my cousin and pulls him in. So when he pulls him in, my cousin tightens up the headlock and pulls me with him. Now I have a choice. I can try to fight off the headlock, possibly get hurt, or jump in with him. So when I jumped in with him, I saw that we were about to hit the water. I was already like in a somersault motion, right? I did a real quick, took a little quick breath, right? Hit the water, came out. He came out from underwater. He took his breath underwater, right? So he came out with eyes open and with a big gasp of air. So it was like, the funniest face I've ever seen in my life, right? Now, mind you, over fucking 300 pounds just left this raft, right? And my brother was in the raft too. So this fucking raft took off, right? Took off, right? Because it's just my cousin and his friend there, right? So my cousin's drowning. I'm fucking laughing. My brother's laughing. My little cousin's laughing. So everything stopped at oh shit, right?
Right.
So I was the first oh shit, right? He's like, I'm laughing. I was like, are you okay? He was like, no, help, right? So I was like, oh shit, right? So I'm trying to go to him. So my brother's laughing. Ha 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 ha. He turns, he sees the raft. He goes, oh shit, paddle, paddle. Tell my cousin paddle. My cousin's like, he fucking falls, him in the front fall, right? So they weren't paddling this whole time. So they both grab the paddle. They're both on the same side of the raft. Right? So what they do is they start paddling on the same side of the raft.
Instead they're
of
just moving, going in circles.
They're going in a fucking circle, right? So now that they're going in a fucking circle, my bro's like, shit, man, we gotta get the fuck out of here. So I grab my cousin, I clip his fucking vest, right? I said, relax. The oar was right there. I grabbed the oar. I said, hold this. I was giving him everything. I even gave him my fucking vest. My brother goes, listen, we're going to have to go off on the side and just walk the rest of the way. And I look. I said, no, I can catch the raft. He goes, fuck you mean you can catch the raft? I said, I can't swim with this vest on. So I gave it to my cousin and I proceeded to swim towards the raft. Now, I say this is dumb on my part because I'm swimming in a fucking river on low tide. I could fucking swim right into a rock. I didn't think of it. I think of it now that I'm older, but I didn't think of it at the time. So I fucking swam, caught up to it, grabbed it, and put my foot down like on a rock and just held it. My cousin and my brother jumped in with some girls like, oh, you guys need help. Boom, jumped in with them and they brought them towards us. Then we proceeded with our trip. But yeah, that was my wildlife story with my cousin. That was pretty exciting but stupid at the same time.
Yeah, that's like a bunch of madness right there.
Dude, it was a long time ago, but it was a lot of fun. And I told my cousin, I said, listen, bro, I didn't get to enjoy my laugh. He goes, what do you mean? I said, I was too busy fucking saving you. Like, if there's a God and I could replay a moment, I want to replay it to this so I can fucking laugh. Because that was like the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, his face with his eyes wide open. Like, I was like, I wish I was where my brother was and he was close to you so I could fucking enjoy my laugh. He goes, dude, that's fucked up. I said, I'm being honest. Yeah. Like, that was that moment. That was that... Yes, this is that laughable, I'm going to feel it in my stomach.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to fucking laugh until fucking my tears, that I have no more tears.
Right.
And my little cousin had that moment. He was laughing. My brother's telling him to paddle. He's fucking falling, pointing, and and just, man, it was fucking great.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah, man, it was definitely a good time.
That's a much lighter note to end things on.
Yeah, exactly. Good, hey, man. Good job.
That's how you do it.
Better than a silly joke, too.
Yes.
A tomato joke.
Tomato joke. Hey, I like it.
So it's time to make like a banana and split.
Cannibalism, it's right on my metabolism, giving us spasms, adenosine, and rheumatism. No, that didn't work. That was a big pun.
Keep trying.
I'll keep trying. It'll work. It'll work one day.